Blog Talk Radio.
Maggie, where are you? This is Ed Curtis, and I'm waiting for you. Oh, I'm online. Well, you listen to the Nick and Rich Show from my girl Nikki, and this is the hottest radio show on the planet. Girl, get it started.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Nicki Rich Show. It's the Nicki Rich Show. 5 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, what's the flip, yo? Bringing all the latest vibes, the hottest stars. We drop the hardest bars. Check us out on NickiRich.com. You can call 323-580-5749. Your station is, and make sure you're on time. 7:30 to 9:30, the Nicki Rich Show.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, and we are here tonight. It's Motivated Mondays, and we're getting motivated because I'm telling you, we're going to have a hot show tonight. I want to let all the listeners out there know that we are based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. You can catch us Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You also can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to either myself or our guest for tonight. We have so many avenues that you can catch the Nicki Rich Show on. You can find us on NickiRichShow.com, the official website for the Nicki Rich Show. You also can catch us out on iTunes, where you can download the podcast for free. It doesn't cost a thing, and all you got to do is type in the Nicki Rich Show, and you will see all the episodes of the Nicki Rich Show. We're also syndicated on 98 to the BLA, and you can also hear us on College Underground Radio as well. You can log on to College Underground Radio and check out the hottest radio station on the planet. And if you would like to be a part of the Nicki Rich Show, all you have to do is go to NickiRichShow.com and check us out. We have the email address. We have the phone number. We have all our past guests. You can go there and find all the information that you might need in order to be a part of this radio station. And just so you know, today we are the top featured show on Blog Talk. So starting tomorrow at 12 a.m. for 24 hours, the Nicki Rich Show, this episode here tonight is top feature and will be on the front page of Blog Talk Radio. And you will check it there, and you can listen as many times as you want to. I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. With over 100,000 listeners, we are here working, we're grinding, we're just making it happen. And I am excited about our guest tonight. And tonight's guest, we have 2012 Olympic gold medalist, Olympic bronze medalist, that is. We have Miss Kelly Wells going to be in the building. We also have from, you might know her from all the hit movies, Akilah and the Bee, as well as Barbershop. We have Miss Kiki Palmer in the building. We're going to be discussing her current projects as well. So I ask you, keep it locked, tell your friends, tell your family that the Nicki Rich Show is on, and it's Motivated Mondays. But right now we're going to get into some hot new music, and we're going to let you know it's Bella Nay, AFAB, here on the Nicki Rich Show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Bella Nay. I'm addicted to being absolutely fabulous. I don't question. What's your excuse? Starting up trouble riding around looking pretty. I'm my own damn fabulous crew rolling with me in the top down. Beats loud, open for the street now. Everyone knows that we're here in finish and hit. Down, 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 down. It's just forgetful zone. Brown, 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 brown. Yeah, yeah, because we're certified rock stars. Rosé by the cases. Life is a movie title. Absolutely fabulous. Night on the town. Turned up, crank it up. To the max. Have a seat lit. Way, 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 way back. To the back. Kick my feet up to relax. Show me my looks, babe. Cause we're absolutely fabulous. Right for a day job. Hate to see it scandalous. S.O. fabulous. I'm absolutely fabulous. Right for a day job. Hate to see it scandalous. So, so fabulous. Straight up out a magazine. A movie scene, your TV screen. Them flashing lights all follow me. Paparazzi stalking me. Life's better than Barbie. I'm classic like a Harley.
My baby, damn right I was down. All of my days, all of my nights. Nikki Reed.
Now
all right, you're tuned in to the hottest radio station on the planet. You already know it's the Nikki Rich Show. It's Motivated Mondays, and you know we have to bring in the best tonight. And we are excited. We're pumped up for our first guest for tonight. She is in the building. And right now, I want to tell you a little bit about our first guest. She is the first Hampton University athlete to medal at the Olympics. She is a pro hurdler and a sprinter, the USATF Outdoor National Champion. Her record in 100-meter hurdles is 12.5 and 7.79 endy meters. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, United States 2012 Olympic bronze medalist, Kelly Wells. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. What an introduction. Wow.
Yes, we're glad to have you here tonight. And I just want to start off by saying congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor.
It is. It is. I know it is. Just representing the U.S. this year, 2012. I just want to know, how did it feel being over there in London this year?
It was the best time I've ever had in my life running. It was amazing to, you know, interact with all different sports from my country as well as all over the world. To see, you know, to see so many people pull together to, you know, cheer for a nation is out of this world.
It is, it is. And it's like one of the highest achievements. When you achieve that goal or reach that goal, it seems like, what else can I do? What else? I mean, you're playing for the world. I mean, it's, you know that God has something even bigger and better for you. But a person like myself, just looking, I was like, okay, you know, this is the best. But it's something. This, you can't get no better than this.
It definitely feels like a dream still. And I thank God every day for the path that was laid for me and that, you know, I'm fortunate enough to walk it.
Exactly. And, you know, we were here cheering you on and all the other athletes as well. So we just commend you and want to say congratulations and just keep doing it. Keep pushing, keep working. Because I know it's a challenge.
It is. But now, you know, 2016's got to get here and I want to get that gold.
Yes, that is the goal. That is the goal. Well, go ahead and let the listeners know, when and what age did you first get involved into the track and field and hurdling and sprinting?
I've always been involved in track. I have a sister. She's, 6 years older than me. And
okay.
She ran track. So, of course, whatever my big sister did, I wanted to do. So I would follow her to track practice and try to run. And then finally I was old enough to join our summer track team. And I think I was around 9, and I started competing in track. But I didn't do the hurdles until I got to middle school. And I kind of just fit with them as soon as I tried it. And it kind of was my niche. Like, I did everything else. I did, you know, sprinting, long jump, high jump, stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I was always best at hurdles.
Did you and your sister sometimes have those little competitions going on in your household?
See, and the funny thing is, like, I think I had competition going on with her, but I don't think she was competing with me.
That is amazing, though, and I know it feels good to have someone that's also in your family that understands your vision as well. So, and just to go as far as you have, it's just amazing in itself.
Yeah, my whole family is really into sports. Like, everybody kind of did sports, or we all watched sports. Well, everybody's really competitive and but really supportive of my dream and goal.
That is awesome. Big ups to the family. Now, even though you are, you know, you into track and field, was there other sports that you were involved in?
Oh, yeah, I did basketball for a really long time. Then I did, I danced as well. I did ballet, tap, jazz, modern. So I was really into that for a long time.
Now, did those sports help you along the way with what you're currently in right now?
Dance, definitely not, because it definitely, the turnout is very different than what you need for track. But I think basketball did. It worked on, like, my explosiveness and just competitive nature as well, because it didn't come as easy as track. So it definitely taught me patience, and I had to learn a skill set.
Awesome, awesome. And being the first at Hampton University to receive that medal at the Olympics, you made history. Now, how did that feel, just making history at your, you know, as an alumni at your college?
I didn't even know that until maybe the next day or 2 days after when I got my medal. And someone sent me a tweet telling me that, and I was like, wow, my goodness, because I knew, you know, everyone from Hampton was watching, and, you know, the old, the new, and it made me feel really good that even though they took time out of my day, or out of their day to watch me run, that I definitely came home with some hardware. So it felt fulfilling to, you know, help people fulfill their dreams.
That is awesome. Now going to the Olympics, how did you get yourself together, you know, as far as prep? What are some things that you did to prepare for that journey?
We definitely trained very hard, 6 days a week, you know, for hours a day, and, you know, just stayed very mentally sharp and had lots of, you know, mental practice of knowing, like, what I'm going to feel and what I'm going to go through. And I am fortunate enough to train with a bunch of people who had been to the Olympics before, and they definitely told me what to expect, what my mind was going to go through, what my body was going to go through. So I believe I was really prepared for the task at hand. And then a lot of prayer. I prayed my way through a lot of it because I was really nervous and unsure of what was going to happen. And I think that, you know, God definitely just steered me in the right direction, kept me clear of, you know, drama or anything negative that would hinder me into getting onto the podium.
And you know what I say about that as well, you know, it's your time. This year was your time, Kelly, and you did it. You did it this year, and you're going to continue to do it.
You know, I pray so. I am having such a good time in my job and then outside of my job, so I definitely hope to continue on this path.
You will, and just putting God first in everything you do, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and you're going to get that goal. You're going to get it because, you know, even with the radio here tonight, you know, I feel like it's no, you know, no accidents or no coincidence because I feel like all my guests that come on the show, I have such a divine connection because, you know, this platform is not about me. It's about you guys. Everybody needs to know how hard you're working. You know, they need to know about your projects and everything that you're working on, and that's what it's all about. We want to get the word out where everybody is throughout the world, and we're just so glad to have you here tonight.
I'm so thankful for this opportunity. I am. I know your show is very popular, and it's nice to meet genuine people, you know, to people that don't have, you know, malice in their hearts or that want a drama-filled story, but that are celebrating the wonderful things and wonderful achievements that people are doing.
And we can celebrate today because I'm going to tell you right before the show, I got an email and I put it on Instagram and I also tweeted it out and put it on all my social networking sites because we're on Blog Talk today. But this episode here tonight is the top featured show because of you tonight. And tomorrow at 12 a.m. for the next 24 hours, this show will be on the front page and everybody will be checking it out for the next 24 hours.
Oh, wow, that's so good.
Yes. I'm so excited about that. I was so excited. I got that right before the show. I was like, oh, my goodness, I have to put this out and let everybody know that we are the top featured show and top featured episode, and that was chosen by the staff of Blog Talk Radio. So I feel good about that. Something else to celebrate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely. I'd like to thank them for choosing your show. That's great.
Yes, yes, because we have so many awesome guests, and like I said, we have over 100,000 listeners that tune in each and every day, and even more than that on some days, and we just want to have the best and let everybody know that there's so many people out here that are striving, achieving, even though we have our daily struggles that we go through, and, you know, we're focused, all of us. It's something out there for everybody. Everybody has a vision, and they want to be heard, and we want it to be heard on this platform here today. And we brought on you, Miss Kelly Wells, bronze medalist.
It doesn't get old here, you know, bronze.
I know it doesn't. Now, Kelly, tell us, what is it like competing on a global level as far as world events than on a college level? Is it a big difference?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You have to deal with, you know, time difference, food, language barrier, but I think it's a lot more fun because I get to meet a variety of people and I get to share my story and my message with, you know, millions of people just because of the vast amount of countries that I go to, and they love track in Europe, and it makes me feel good that people appreciate what I do and they love to watch it, and they come and they stand in front of the hotel for hours and hours just to get our autographs, and then the meet, they treat us like rock stars, so it's so much more fun than a college level. So anybody that wants to go professional, keep working at it. If you think you're having fun now, it gets 100 times better.
It does. And what I found between the Olympics, because I've interviewed several Olympians on the show, that it doesn't matter too much on the age, because some people have went to college, didn't have no idea about being an athlete or even pursuing the Olympics until later at a later age. And I thought that was amazing, you know, to pursue that at a later age. It's kind of neat.
It, I'm a bit older. Like, I'm not old, but I'm 30. And this is my first Olympics. And I was just talking about it earlier today to some kids from an HBCU that, you know, it doesn't matter that you went to an HBCU. You know, I'm like, well, you can because, you know, all the big schools, but, you know, money does not buy heart. Money can't coach heart. If you have a desire, a want in your heart, it doesn't matter where you come from, what resources you have, what resources you do have. If you work hard and you go after your goal, like, nothing can stop that.
Nothing can stop it. And I'm glad that you mentioned HBCU as well, because one of the creators and founders of HBCUIN, Mr. Grover Fields, he, you know, we were on the session networking, and he introduced me to you, and that's how I got a chance to, you know, check you out, and I got a chance to link up with you as well. And we were talking about, I said, I have to get her on. We were watching you on the Olympics, and I definitely want to shout him out because he is the founder of that lovely organization, and definitely want to shout him out in regards to that and linking us up together.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to him. Thanks so much.
Yes, yes, because it's so hard out here. And like I say, you have the different nonprofits and the HBCUs. It's always good to see people involved with the students. And like you say, it doesn't matter if you're HBCU or what other college, but it's always good that you have those people that are there to mentor and support the students there in college and in the community. But shouts out to Grover Fields. But we're, again, like, so happy to have you on tonight. And what we want to know, what can we expect from you coming up in the near future?
Well, right now I actually get some vacation time. So I'm just going to take some time, relax, and then I'm doing a bunch of speaking engagements. I'm a definite advocate for, you know, I'm against domestic violence and sexual abuse for children, so I speak out a lot about that. So I'll be doing different tours and visiting different places, speaking about that and sharing my message, sharing my story. So I'm very excited about that.
And in case somebody would like to book you for an upcoming tour event, how could they go about that?
The best way is to contact my business manager. Her name is Ariane Allen, and she has an email address. It's aallen@maxsiegel.com.
I would love to thank your team as well. They were prompt at everything and making this happen, making this interview happen, and shouts out to Miss Ariane. I got a chance to speak with her, and she is an awesome individual, and we hope to just stay connected because we know that you have so many projects that you're working on, and we definitely would love to continue to, you know, follow your movement and support you as well. And if it's anything that we can help you with, and as far as getting the word out, we are here. You can come on anytime. And if you want to just come on and shout out on the Nikki Rich Show, you can anytime.
Oh, yeah, now I'm going to have to pick you up on that one.
Yes, it will be so awesome. And is there anything that you would like to share with anybody out there that are pursuing their vision or would like to be an athlete? We have a lot of young people listening in as well. So is there anything you would like to share with our young people today?
Of course. I'm going to tell people, you know, never live inside of a box. Never. You don't have to be what people say that you are. If you want to do something, if you want to be something, then you do whatever you can to pursue that dream. And you have to walk the unbeaten path to get to success. You know, worrying about what other people think or, you know, what is considered cool, generally, you know, down the road isn't. So never be afraid to walk the unbeaten path or, you know, march to your own drum and do whatever you want to do, not, you know, what anybody says you can't, what you can't do. You know, there are plenty of people that told me, oh, you'll never be able to go to the Olympics. You're not tall enough, strong enough, fast enough. And I use that as my motivation, and I tell them, look at me now. That's it.
And you could tell them, go check out my website. You see that bronze medalist that's hanging down there?
Yeah, definitely check out the website. I'm big into Twitter and Instagram. You know, I always tweet back and write back. So definitely visit those things. And my website is www.kellie.com. Yeah, that's it. And you can find my Twitter and Instagram and Facebook through there, and I definitely try to write everybody back.
I appreciate you taking out your time, Kelly, to come to the Nikki Rich Show, and we will also be having a follow-up interview with you, and we just welcome you back anytime.
Thank you so much.
And, Kelly, before you go, we're not done yet. I would love for you to, what we always ask our guests every time they come on, if they would shout out the Nikki Rich Show and NikkiRichShow.com so we can play, tell them who you are first and then shout it out so we can play this in future shows.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, we're ready when you're ready.
Okay, here we go. This is Kelly Wells, your 2012 Olympic bronze medalist in the 100-meter hurdles. You're listening to The Nikki Rich Show, and make sure you visit NikkiRich.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. And we just end tonight by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Yes, God bless you guys, too. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
It's another hot song. All the DJs gonna play this song. Hey, yeah, it's another hit.
You thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say no more. I'm sure you think you'd be different when you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know you put some dirt in your baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
my heart is hitting off track. Gotta put it right back. Don't wanna leave it out the to be damaged. It's not you, it's me. I've been through this thing in the past. I want this to last.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet, and tonight is Motivated Mondays. You can tune in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and if you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And you just heard just a few minutes ago, Miss Keisha Drew, My Heart. We also spoke with our first guest tonight, 2012 Olympic bronze medalist, Miss Kelly Wells. And right now we're getting geared up for our next guest tonight. But right now we're going to go to some more hot new music. And we got Miss Carrie Hilson, Pretty Girls Rock. Because you know Pretty Girls Rock here on the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah.
the hottest radio station on the planet. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Right now, we're going to get into our next guest. She is in the house. I want to tell you a little bit about our next guest. She is one of the fastest rising stars of the generation, talents including from film, television, and music, has won several different accolades from NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Motion Picture, as well as Motion Picture in Black Movie Awards. Also has been given the Best Actress Award by the Broadcast Film Critic Association. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Miss Kiki Palmer. Welcome.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Glad to have you on tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that great introduction.
You are so welcome. Well, Miss Kiki, we're excited about it's Motivated Mondays here tonight, and I just want to let you know, right before the show, I received an email from Actual Blog Talk, where we broadcast from, and we are the top pick show for this episode.
Awesome. That makes me feel great.
Yes, so for tomorrow, starting at 12 a.m. for the next 24 hours, this episode will be on the front page where everybody can see, download, and listen.
Amazing, amazing.
Yes, I'm excited. Well, we want to go ahead and get started. Tell everybody out there, you know, all the listeners that's tuned in, we know that you have received so many awards and accolades as far as, you know, being in the movie industry. And as an actress, how did you decide that you wanted to begin singing?
Well, I actually started out singing, not necessarily professionally, but just I always thought as a kid that that's what I would do. My mom was a singer, and she sang in the church choirs after she started to have kids and, of course, put that dream to rest. But she always had a love for, strong love of music that she instilled in my siblings and I, and not necessarily for us to be singers, but just we just had a music background and all that type of stuff. So when I started acting, it was kind of weird because I used to get my parts because of my singing ability. Like, I remember when I auditioned for Barbershop 2, the reason why I got their attention to even give such a newcomer like myself a chance was because they loved the way that I sang. I, like, went in the room, and I was fearless, and I sang Be a Lion. And then later when I moved to California and I did my first pilot, the reason why, you know, I got it was because I sang for the head of the Disney Channel, and they thought I was so good and, you know, whatever the case. And so singing has always been a major part, and I always thought I would be a singer. But the acting took off first, and so, you know, when I finally got a chance to revisit the singing, that's what I did because, I, you know, that's another passion of mine.
That is awesome. And as far as pursuing your passion, have you noticed any changes since you began, you know, to really focus on your singing abilities?
Changes within myself or within my audience and my fans?
I would say within yourself, and you can let us know about your fans as well.
Well, within myself, I've noticed because the business is much of a struggle. The acting business was easy for me. Everything went like 1, 2, 3. But the music industry is such a different type of thing. It's not, I can't navigate it as well as I can in acting. So it's been a trial and error thing with me from when I got my first record deal until now. And I'm at a place now where I feel more control of my music and the type of music that I want to put out and being more in the writing and just creating the sound that's perfect for me. So right now I'm in the best place, and I feel like it's the perfect time for me to put out my music and to really just go off of that and put all my efforts into it because I'm finally at the best place artistically where I need to be and honed into myself. Whereas before, a lot of people would be trying to direct me where to go with my music and the type of songs I was singing, and now I'm in more control. So I feel good now as far as me and the journey that I've taken, you know, from when I was 12 until now. And as far as my audience, you know, a lot of times I know with my music, it's hard for people to kind of see me. It's just kind of hard for people to separate my characters from who I really am, and I feel like it's just a matter of me telling them that my music is where you really get to know me. You know, my characters are not me. They're just people that I've played that you've ended up falling in love with, and though I have bits and pieces of those people in me, that's not completely who I am. So as in, with my music, when you see me as an artist, that's when you really do get the full version of me, and so I kind of, you know, want to let them know to pretty much is you have to wipe that canvas, the canvas that she once knew of me. You really didn't know me. You just knew my character. So I have to always let them know that this is who I am. This music and the music that you hear and the videos that you see, that's all the true depiction of who I am.
And with that being said, what would you say your view on the industry, traveling throughout the world and throughout the United States, what is your view on the music industry? Because I know some people will see you one way, and it's really another. What is your actual view on the industry in itself, going from being a part of a record label to now becoming independent?
Well, I think just as any big business, it's chaos. It has its ups and downs. You just have to, once you learn how to navigate it, you have no problem. It's just the beginning stages when you're trying to figure out, oh, what does this mean? How do I do that? Or how do I make this happen? It's when it's difficult and when you kind of, you know, get put in an awkward place. But as far as, you know, once you get it going, it won't be that difficult. So I just have to say, it's like any other big business. When you first learn it, it's very hard and you're not understanding it. It seems difficult and it may take you a lot of time. Once you get it and you get what works best for you, you're fine.
Exactly. Well, we know you're currently working on some new projects, and you also just released a new video and single, Dance Alone. Tell us how you came about that.
Dance Alone was actually one of the ones on the mixtape that I didn't write. And the two writers that I work with often, the producer Harmony, Lil Eddie and Sherrod, they like, we were in the studio writing other songs. And they were like, we want you to hear this record. And I love it. And the reason why I love it is because I felt like it was really close to who I am. Naturally, I'm a very dominant person. And I can also be a little masculine. And so that song, I feel like, captured that side of me. And also that, I feel like that side that, sometimes a lot of girls want to have that confidence and that ability to tell a guy, mm-hmm. like, look, come dance with me and, you know, not be afraid or maybe do it the traditional way, but really go after for what they want. And that's who I am. I'm not very traditional in that way. You know, I always say I'm not going to sit around for a guy to call me or sit around for a guy to ask me out. If I like somebody, then I'll say, hey, I like you. You know, maybe we can hang out sometime. And if that's what they want to do, then that's what they want to do. That's not the worst that can happen is that they don't like me, and there are a billion other people that I can choose from. So the reason why I liked it is because that it was right on point and on target of who I am and the type of music that I feel like best shows people who I am internally. And that's why I liked it, and I chose that song and why it got on the mixtape with me having wrote it, because I felt that it was right on to my personality. And the video also is something that I was really excited about because it was storytelling, different from my first video, You Got Me, which was just like an introduction. It was kind of just visuals and beauty shot, but more of a beauty video versus really telling a story and taking you know, through a process. And that's why I love Dance Alone. It's my favorite because, you know, it tells a story. And I modeled it after one of my favorite artists, Michael Jackson, his video.
And I got a chance to check it out, and I just saw it's like a totally different side, because I was like, oh, my goodness, have you always been a dancer as well? Because I love the different routines you were doing. Was it hard to learn the choreography in the video?
I've always naturally had the ability to dance. And when I moved to mm-hmm. California, I would take a few classes here and there, but nothing consistently. You know, so it's always just been something that I could do that I never pulled the most out of it as I could, you know what I mean? So when I sit down, and I always want to incorporate dancing in my music because I love to dance, and, you know, just the different people that I identify with musically, you know, that's what I like. Like I said, Michael Jackson, and he's a dancer. I want to be all-around mm-hmm. entertainer. I want to entertain people. And not saying you can't entertain somebody by just standing up there and singing, but I like to do the complete thing. And so that's why, you know, I made sure that in the second video, and in the first video, I forgot to dance, but I was doing the first video, I danced too, but in the second video, it was even more so, you know, in your face, the dance video, mm-hmm. and that's what I like. I want to be like that. I want that to be a part of most of my things, because that's something I love to do. And actually, I'm getting ready to shoot another video that I'm going to be doing. I'm probably going to be practicing that choreography for at least 2 or 3 weeks, because I want it to be that perfect. Like, I'm a perfectionist, and I like to work really hard on everything that I do and give it the best. I do it to impress.
And it's what you love. You got to work
mm-hmm.
hard with what you love
what
to do.
What you love.
And
you're so right about that.
It is, and I commend you on
you.
All your
on everything, just your accolades and just your career in itself. You are a young, powerful woman. You're building an empire, and I love your late work. Tell us a little bit about work. How did you
tell us a little bit about what?
Work. Watch out
work
for Kiki.
Oh, you mean watch out for Kiki? Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, every time I look at that, I get so annoyed, and I'm like, I need to make a new name for that, because my parents and I did that when I was so little. And the guy was playing, and they thought it was just so cute to be like, watch out for Kiki Productions. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that, but I want to change it to like a cooler name, because I'm saying that's cool, but it's so young. I've had that since I was like 11.
Well,
when you're saying the empire and stuff like that, it really made me think about it, because, I mean, I always think about it, but it made me think about it even more. I remember the other day, I was just sitting there, and I was thinking about Jay-Z and Beyonce, and I was just like, you know, that's such a good feeling. I know that they must feel when they wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. and they're just like, I'm taken care of. I'm taken care of. My kids are taken care of. My parents are good. You know, I don't really have any worries, you know? Every time I think about that, it just inspires me, inspires me. When Beyonce said, she said, everything else, everything I'm doing, you know, I've always done it for love. But now even more, knowing that I'm in a great position like this, I don't have to worry about my children. I don't have to worry about, you know, the people that I love in my life. They're taken care of. I'm taken care of. Everything else from here on out is just, you know, I don't really need to work again. This is what I love. You know, when I heard her say that, I was just like, I know that. You know what I mean? I know that must be a great feeling, because you don't think about it. Like, for a long time, I never really thought about it. I don't do it for the money. I do it because I love it. And then I think about making sure, I want to see my parents are getting older. And then that's when I, of course, the thoughts come up. And I'm like, okay, I want to make sure they're taken care of. I want to make sure they're good. My little brother and sister, I want to make sure they're okay. And the other thoughts come in. But at the same time, the main thing that keeps me going is my love for it. So when I wake up one day and I'll be able to think that same thought, it'll be a great achievement. And that's what I keep eyeing on, that prize.
And see, then, you know, when it's time for your family, they will already be set, just like Jay-Z's
yes.
family.
Exactly. That's what I love. When I heard that, I was just like, you go, girl. You just go.
Yes. Girl. I said, I wish I was Blue Ivy.
She's like, that baby is the luckiest person on earth.
Yes. Yes. But hard work and dedication. This
and
is
you'll forever
the
see that. Same thing with Will Smith and his family.
Mm-hmm. It is. And everybody, you know, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy.
No.
People look at people now and they just think, oh, it's so easy. And everybody has their own personal challenge.
What I love about Will, too, is like not only does, I mean, he helps his kids with all their endeavors, because that's what everybody wants. You know, you want to be able to be in a position where you can help your kids' dreams come true. But at the same time, I don't mm-hmm. feel like he hands it to them. I feel like he instills in them as much as his struggles as he can to let them know that, you know, don't just be used to it and just not appreciate it. Be grateful of this and work hard for it. And I love to see that. You know, that's what I want for my kids. Even though my kids are going to be much more privileged than I ever was, I'm still going to instill that same struggle into them and let them know and make them aware that everybody doesn't have it like that. So be grateful and to, you know, push it to the limit.
Exactly. And you just got to, you know, just stay focused and keep going, and it's your vision. So we're going to work as hard. You know, some nights you can't even sleep at night because you've been
right.
so excited, or you
exactly.
just can't have the time to go to sleep because you're working. And
right.
as long as you focus and putting God first and everything you do, it's all going to fall in place. It is all going to fall in place.
100% agree.
And, Kiki, I want to let everybody know, too, that we got Dance Alone, and we're going to be playing tonight. So if you will, we would like to play that right now. Would you introduce it here first on the Nikki Rich Show?
Of course. Hey, guys, it's your girl, Kiki Palmer, and you're listening to Nikki Rich more time. Sorry, I ain't doing stuff incorrectly. Hey, guys, it's Kiki Palmer, and you're listening to Nikki Rich Radio, and we're about to play you right now, first on the radio, Dance Alone.
Boy, you got my heart beating on my chest. Hotter than the bass when I drop it like that. Something like a walking cardiac arrest. Yeah.
Just a few callers. Do you got time to take any phone calls at this moment?
Yeah. I'm just coming up to where I'm supposed to. So yeah.
Okay. Well, I see we have a 240. You're on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, Hello. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Thank
you're on
you.
The air.
Thank you very much. I'm so excited.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm Alvin. I'm calling from Maryland.
Cool.
Awesome.
I'm Alvin.
I'm sorry?
I said I'm Alvin and I'm calling from Maryland.
Alvin.
Oh, how are you? You're mean.
Alvin is her name.
Alvin.
Mm-hmm. Alvin, yeah. Hey, Kiki.
How are you?
I'm okay. Oh, my God. I'm so excited talking to you. I just wanted to find out, like, who is Kiki, the actor? What difference do you make between Kiki, the actor, and Kiki, the singer? Because, truly speaking, I'm a great fan of yours, but I love you better actor than a singer. What do you say about that?
Well, I mean, I guess it's anybody's opinion. You know, it depends on what type of music you like. So if, you know, you like rock or if you like R&B or whatever and I do the opposite, then it would make sense. Or if you just don't like my music, there's nothing really I can do about that. But as far as the difference I make, it's a character. So whatever character I play is what it is. I don't put much of me and I just deep into the character. So if you like those characters, then it's the character that you like. It's not really me.
Oh, anyway, we didn't really see it that way because you're really good in the movies, like really good. And I know music too is something you as you said, you really love the like singing and stuff. That's what you've always wanted to do. And I tell you, you're a great singer, you're a great dancer, and everything. I love dance alone, but you make me laugh in movies. I don't know. I've been watching your movies, like, from the beginning, like, all your movies. I know everything about your movies. So, like,
oh, that's so amazing. Thank you.
I prefer you like on stage, like acting more than singing, but it's all your character, as you said, and I wish you all the best in your music. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's so sweet, and I appreciate that. And it's nothing to be, you don't have to be like, oh, sorry, I don't. It's up to you, you know, and it's all an opinion, and it's always there for you. You know what I mean? So it's like you don't even have to choose between. You can like acting, or you can like whatever, you know, the music or whatever. It's never a problem.
It is. It is. Now, Miss Kiki Palmer, what can we expect from you coming up next in the future? Are you going to, like, focus on totally on singing, or are you going to focus on acting and singing simultaneously?
No, I always do both. I will always do both. They're always a part of me. I just did a movie that comes out October 6th. It's a movie of the week on Lifetime, and that's coming out October 6th. I don't know why I said 16th. It's coming out October 6th. I'm sorry. October 6th, and that comes out on Lifetime. It's a movie of the week. And then my music, I'll always be doing that. But it's the number one album that I, of course, will go on tour, and that may put my music, they might put my acting on the back burner for a little while just because I'll be taking time out to go on tour. And it's the same thing with acting. If I have, like, 2 or 3 movies to do back-to-back, then I probably won't be able to spend as much time on the music. But I always put effort into both.
Awesome, awesome. And we're going to get to one more caller. I see we have a 850. 512, you on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Michael Howard. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
How are you,
Michael? Hi, Michael.
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, I'm so nervous right now just talking to you and everything. Okay, I'm just such a big fan about your movies and all your songs and everything.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Michael, for calling in to the Nikki Rich Show.
Okay, you're welcome.
Do you have any questions, Michael, before you go?
What made you want to go into music?
It's always been a love of mine. I got my first record deal when I was 12, and it was after the acting that I revisited again, and I felt that I was in the age that I could finally do music because, you know, I felt like when I first came to California, me being so young, I was 10, and I had been acting since I was 9, so a little less than a year. And I just felt like it was my family and I, we thought, okay, it really makes no sense to try to pursue your music right now because you're so young, and it would make more sense for you to continue on your acting, and when the chance comes up, then we'll, you know, pursue the music again. And so when I was 12, I got offered a deal with Atlantic Records, and that's when I did it.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. And Kiki, what I want to ask too, as far as coming up with you taking on this music, what can we expect from you? Do you have any new up and coming singles? I know you talked a little bit about it ahead. Any mixtape, as far as collaborations as well?
No, not really any collaborations, at least not yet. And my mixtape is completely different. So if I were to do a collaboration, it would be something separate. I wanted my mixtape to be all me because I wanted people to really get a clear idea of my music without any other people other than Kevin McCall, who was on the first single, You Got Me. And then right now, I haven't decided if I want to put a third single from the mixtape out. The other video that I was talking about I'm doing is something separate from the mixtape. So I don't want to say that because it'll be coming out soon, and I don't want... It's just something an idea I did on my own, and, you know, I just want to wait till if I can drop it so I say it. But the mixtape is coming out in October.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we're just so glad that you took out your time to talk to your fans today and share your projects that you're working on with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I had a fun time talking to you and all the callers.
Kiki, we always ask before our guests leave, we always ask if you would shout out the Nikki Rich Show and NikkiRichShow.com, our website, where we could display this on our future shows as well as on our website in case anybody come out and check out the show.
Of course, no problem. You ready now?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's your girl, Kiki Palmer, and you're listening to The Nikki Rich Show. Don't forget to check out NikkiRich.com.
Thank you so much,
no
Ms. Kiki. And
thank
we just
you.
Wish you all the best. And anytime where you feel free that you want to share your projects or just let the listeners know what's going on with Ms. Kiki, we welcome you here to this positive platform. And we just welcome you back anytime. And we can do a follow-up interview whenever you are available.
Oh, thank you so much. Take care, okay? Thanks, everybody, listening.
Thank you. Have a blessed
day. All
right. You too. Everybody, you were just listening. Actress, singer, Miss Kiki Palmer. And we have really had an awesome night. Thank you to all the listeners. Thank you to all the callers that called in, showing their love and support to Miss Kiki Palmer. I want to let everybody know that we air Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And tonight, we've had Olympic bronze medalist on, Miss Kelly Wills, Miss Kiki Palmer. Tune in tomorrow. We got Pamela Long coming through. Pamela Long, you might know her, and she is one-third of the R&B group Total, formerly of Total. And tomorrow we will also be talking with Olympian, that is, Mr. Jamie Nieto. We will be having a follow-up interview from the Olympics on Tuesday. And we have awesome interviews the rest of the week. You got to stay tuned. I do want to let everybody know that we have major events coming up the week of September the 18th through the 22nd. We will be a part of Charlotte's Fashion Week, Charlotte Scene. I will be hosting on the 21st that night, so you definitely want to come out and support Charlotte's Fashion Week, Charlotte Scene, as well as we'll be leaving on the 22nd to attend the Blackout Awards held in New Jersey. And this is held by Yancey Edwards and with several awesome and amazing honorees. Then coming up, we also have in November the 17th, we have the West Coast Classic that will be held in L.A., and if you want to be a part of this, it's a video game tournament and as well a live concert. If you want to be a part of this event, you can log on to NikkiRichShow.com, the official website, NikkiRichShow.com. We have all the information on Eventbrite. And if you would like to be one of the artists to perform, you can do that. You can just register on the site, NikkiRichShow.com. We also will be heading to Houston, Texas, for the Nikki Rich Show live concert in Houston, Texas. And if you would like to sign up and register for this event as well, we have the information on NikkiRichShow.com. We also have it on Facebook and all the other sites that we are a part of. And I want to let everybody know you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. It's MSNIKKIRICH. And you can follow us on Twitter as well with the Nikki Rich Show, and that's at Miss Nikki Rich. And we're just so excited about tonight. It's Motivated Mondays. And you know, as we do, we bring in the best guests. And we do this every day with over 100,000 listeners. And for those who are just tuning in tonight, we are the top featured show, And so if you want to go check us out tomorrow starting at 12 a.m. for the next 24 hours, we'll be on the front page of blogtalkradio.com. And we're grateful and we're truly blessed for that tonight. And, see, God is just opening so many doors for our young people and our youth. And it's so amazing. It feels good for the young ones to call in and talk to one of their I would say, idols or mentors or someone that they watch daily and just look up to. So it's always good. And I would like to thank all of the management teams that was a part of making this happen tonight. And I want to just thank you guys for all your support of the Nikki Rich Show. Now, as far as anybody, if you want to
be a sponsor of the Nikki Rich Show, you can log on to our site as well. We also accept donations. And if you want to advertise, go to NikkiRichShow.com. You can listen to the Nikki Rich Show on iTunes. We're syndicated on 98.2 The BLA, as well as College Underground Radio. You can hear us several different ways. So anytime, just let everybody know the Nikki Rich Show is on 7:30 to 9:30, but you can hear us 24/7. And again, thank you guys for just being a part of this movement. And we're going to continue to grow and expand. And we're going to do this with all your help. Thank you to all the guests. Thank you to all the supporters. We're going to end tonight. We're going to end again with Miss Kiki Palmer, Dance Alone, and it's your girl, Nikki Rich. Much love to you guys. It's Motivated Mondays.
Boy, you got my heart beating on my chest. Hotter than the bass when I drop it like that. Something like a walking cardiac arrest. Get alert, I'm falling for you, call the paramedics.
Dance alone. You don't have to dance alone.